About 4 months after cutting the ribbon on a crisis stabilization unit, Sebastian County leaders have applied for a grant to start a mental health court. The goal of the CSU and the court is to divert people who committed nonviolent offenses because of an underlying mental health issue away from jail and into treatment. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about how Sebastian County is changing its criminal justice system.
Sebastian County Judge David Hudson says the Crisis Stabilization Unit that opened on the Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center campus in February was just the first step.
And so you find that where these facilities and procedures have been implemented, they go hand in hand. And so our first emphasis was getting a diversion program going for the mentally ill to hopefully keep these individuals from being booked into jail where they're not going to be treated in an appropriate way for their circumstances.
Law enforcement officers in the region can bring offenders going through a mental health crisis to the CSU directly. Guidance Center staff take over from there and provide up to 3 days of care. Hudson says mental health court will be a way to provide more long-term treatment.
There's not a quick treatment plan for this. Most of these issues are going to be 6 months or longer, and it will take continual commitment and reporting and monitoring to stay in compliance.
In a lot of ways, Hudson says mental health court would operate similarly to the way the county runs its drug and veterans courts.
Where the individuals are screened for eligibility to participate in the program, and if they successfully complete it, then the charges would be dismissed.
Hudson says the county applied for a $750,000 grant from the U.S. Justice Department to get a mental health court off the ground. The grant includes a 20% local match, but Hudson says they're counting already existing salaries toward that requirement.
One of the financial areas the grant funds, in addition to reimbursing some existing salaries, is training. So there will be an emphasis on training and best practices for mental health courts that have been established in other jurisdictions and other states to determine how they administer, what type of policies and procedures they utilize, and have a good guideline on how to structure and implement our facility, our program.
Hudson says they've been consulting with Craighead County, which has had a mental health court for some time.
I don't think anybody's been able to make the trip over there to watch court in action and talk to folks, but that's your best training. Whenever we implemented a drug court here, we went to, I think it was probably a 7 or 8 member team went to sites in California and in Florida to see drug courts in operation.
Aside from providing treatment to those who need it, Hudson says the CSU and mental health court would allow the criminal justice system to focus on dangerous and violent offenders, those who truly need to be in jail or prison.
And we're good at that. We're good at prosecuting, arresting, prosecuting, and sentencing. I think we're doing well at that. The real difficult challenges are these alternatives.
It's a challenge, Hudson says, because they're changing a criminal justice system that has operated a certain way for decades.
We're embracing making a change.
Rusty Hallwick is the CEO of the Western Arkansas Counseling and Guidance Center.
We are a private nonprofit community mental health center.
She's been involved in both the CSU and mental health court initiatives. Hallwick says about 200 people have been treated at the CSU since it opened its doors to patients March 1st. Usually, she says, officers are there for as little as 10 minutes before they can return to their beat, while CSU staff take over the situation.
I think we have compassionate people in the criminal justice system, but it does create awareness of different mechanisms because sometimes the policies just aren't there. You know, they don't have systems in place to allow for, you know, people to be diverted. They just, you know, it just is what it is. So this is creating a great deal of awareness and education.
Hallwick says most of the cases they've dealt with so far involve very low-level crimes that don't have any victims, like public intoxication or disorderly disorderly conduct.
We had one gentleman interview recently who stayed with us, and he talked about he had a virus, a stomach bug, and was unable to take his medication. So when he was off his medication, he decompensated, and, you know, he never in his life had been arrested.
That patient spent a few days at the CSU and was able to get back on a treatment plan. Holwick says getting the Arkansas legislature to support this kind of approach was the biggest hurdle they had to jump.
And now, you know, it's kind of like anything else when it comes to helping other people understand mental illness and substance abuse problems. There's a huge stigma tied to it. And we have to realize that it is so common. And it's just, it is a reality of something that happens. But people can get treatment and they can be treated with dignity and recover and live very productive lives.
Hudson says diversion to the CSU is off to a slow start. But the number of people being brought in by officers is climbing steadily.
And so some of the issue is getting these officers trained and then embracing the change. And once again, changes in the criminal justice system to divert and have treatment, they're not automatic.
And in fact, Holwick says there are an additional 38 law enforcement officers going through crisis intervention training this week.
It's a specialized response training. It's based on the Memphis model, and it really allows law enforcement to have additional skills they add to their resources and kind of that Rolodex of tools to be able to utilize when they recognize that an individual has mental illness or substance abuse problems. And so rather than taking those people into custody and putting them in jail, which can be very detrimental for someone with mental illness, it just allows for this infrastructure so they can more systematically kind of be diverted from that environment.
Hudson says ideally he'd like to see the CSU operating at capacity with patients in all of the 16 beds at the facility.
We're working to get there.
As far as the mental health court, Hudson says they expect to find out whether the county's application for funding was approved within the next month. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
County Judge David Hudson says the grant from the United States Justice Department is nationally competitive, but he feels as if the county application has a strong chance because the support they have from Governor Asa Hutchinson and the Arkansas legislature.